From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Cable in Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
1. 2. 3. 4, 5, 6, 7,
9, 0, KG, N, KN. Cable the lyrebird wasn't very big, but her ears were. Her long neck swiveled to catch the tiniest sounds. Her feathers were the color of soft clouds and wet stone. Her bright eyes missed nothing. She always carried two things. A small notebook labeled Ratios hung from her hip, and tucked into a woven pouch in her tail was a tiny steel tuning fork. When she tapped the fork on something hard, a sound bloomed in the air. It was a deep, steady hum. The fork shivered in her grip, vibrating 440 times every single second. This was the note A, a sound you could find right above the middle of a piano. Cable used this fork to check if other sounds were in tune. She also used it to reveal a secret. She used it to show you math you could actually hear. Octave was 2 to 1. One sound shivers twice as fast as the other. Perfect fifth is 3 to 2. Perfect fourth is 4 to 3. Major third is 5 to 4. Minor third is 6 to 5. This was Cable's special job at the academy. She showed everyone how math and music were connected by a real, solid bridge. It wasn't just a nice idea. When you sing an octave, one note vibrates exactly twice as fast as the first. That's not a feeling, that's a fact. It's a 2-to-1 ratio your own throat can make. The math is right there in your ear.
The ratio is in your ear, Cable would say. You don't need to be a music genius to hear it. You don't need to be a math whiz to count it. You just have to listen close and count carefully. The math is waiting for you.
Cable grew up in a small village where her family were the official bell tuners. They made sure the big church bells and the meeting hall bells all sounded right together. Every bell had to have a perfect relationship with its neighbor. That way, when they rang for a harvest festival, the air filled with beautiful harmony, not a clanging mess. She learned the family trade by age 6. Tuning bells was just math you could hear. A bell that was a little bit off sounded sour. Its ratio was wrong. Fixing the bell meant fixing the math. You'd carefully shave a little metal off the inside, tap it, and listen again. Clang, clang, funk. Not yet. Shave a little more. Clang, clang, bell. Perfect. The ratio was right. When she was old enough, she walked to the Bridgeforge Academy. The headmaster, Archie, asked her a single question. So you want to teach the math music bridge. What is it? Cable stared at the floor for a long moment. Then she looked up. It's about time and sound, she said. The ratio shows up when you listen. It's math you can hear. The bridge is the place where what you measure and what your ear tells you are the exact same thing. It's something you can build, not just a fuzzy idea. Archie smiled. You're hired. In her workshop, Cable starts every first lesson the same way. She taps her tuning fork against the edge of her desk. A clear, perfect A rings out. It hangs in the air like a tiny silver thread. She holds the fork up for everyone to see.
I am Cable, she says. The bridge I teach is math/music. It is a bridge of sound and time. This fork is shaking 440 times a second. That is math. She takes a breath. Then she sings a note that is pure and clear, perfectly matching the fork. A440. Then she sings another note, much higher, but that sounds like it fits perfectly over the first. A880. My voice is now shaking exactly twice as fast. The 2-to-1 ratio. That's the octave. The students lean in. They can hear it. They are hearing math. She shows them how to build the bridge themselves. First, just listen, she says. Listen for the space between two notes. That space is called an interval. Next, match the interval to its ratio, she continues, tapping her notebook. An octave is 2-to-1. A fifth is 3-to-2. A fourth is 4-to-3.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cable. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.